Her eyes widened in surprise, a surprise that faded into understanding. "Tegapa," she murmured, nodding slowly as if a private and long-standing problem had just been resolved. "I've always wondered how that renegade Dark Jedi was finally defeated. It must have been Yoda who..." She grimaced. "Who stopped him?" Luke finished for her, a shiver running up his back. His own skirmishes with Darth Vader had been bad enough. A full-scale force war between Jedi Masters would be terrifying. And it probably didn't stop him with a lot of time to spare.
"The beck and call was already on standby," Leia remembered. "He must have been getting ready to call his ship."
Luke nodded, all of which could explain why the cave was so heavy with the dark side. What it doesn't explain is why Yoda decided to stay there. He paused, watching her closely, and a moment later, the understanding came.
"The cave shielded him," she breathed, "just like a pair of positive and negative electric charges close enough together. To a distant observer, they look almost like no charge at all."
"I think that's it," Luke nodded again. "And if that's really how Master Yoda stayed hidden, there's no reason why another Jedi couldn't have pulled the same trick."
"I'm sure another Jedi could have,"
Leia agreed, sounding reluctant.
"But I don't think this Sabaoth rumor is anywhere near solid enough to chase after."
Luke frowned.
"What Sabaoth rumor?"
It was Leia's turn to frown.
"The story that a Jedi master named Jeruis Sabaoth has reemerged from wherever it was he spent the past few decades."
She stared at him.
"You hadn't heard it?"
He shook his head.
"No." "But then, how..."
"Someone called to me, Leia. During the battle this afternoon. In my mind. The way another Jedi would." For a long moment, they just looked at each other.
"I don't believe it," Leia said. "I just don't. Where could someone with Sabaoth's power and history have hidden for so long? And why?"
"The why, I don't know," Luke admitted. "As to the where..." He nodded toward the display. "That's what I've been looking for. Some place where a dark Jedi might once have died." He looked at Leia again. "Do the rumors say where Sabaoth is supposed to be?"
"It could be an Imperial trap,"
Leia warned, her voice abruptly harsh.
"The person who called to you could just as easily be a dark Jedi, like Vader, with this Sabaoth rumor dangled in front of us to lure you in. Don't forget that Yoda wasn't counting them. Both Vader and the Emperor were still alive when he said you were the last Jedi."
"That's a possibility," he conceded. "It could also be just a garbled rumor. But if it's not..." He let the sentence hang, unfinished, in the air between them. There were deep uncertainties in Leia's face and mind, he could see, woven through by equally deep fears for his safety. But even as he watched her, he could sense her gain control over both emotions. In those aspects of her training, she was making good progress.
"He's on Jomark,"
she said at last, her voice quiet.
"At least according to the rumor Wedge quoted for us."
Luke turned to the display, called up the data on Jomark. There wasn't much there. "Not very populated," he said, glancing over the stats and limited selection of maps. "Less than 3 million people, all told. Or at least back when this was compiled," he amended, searching for the publication date. "Doesn't look like anyone's taken official notice of the planet in 15 years. He looked back at Leia. "Just the sort of place a Jedi might choose to hide from the Empire."
"You'll be leaving right away?"
He looked at her, swallowing the quick and obvious answer. "No. I'll wait until you and Chewie are ready to go," he said. "That way I can fly out with your shield ship. Give you that much protection, at least."
"Thanks."
Taking a deep breath, she stood up.
"I hope you know what you're doing."
"So do I," he said frankly. "But whether I do or not, it's something I have to try. That much I know for sure." Leia's lip twitched.
"I suppose that's one of the things I'm going to have to get used to. Letting the Force move me around."
"Don't worry about it," Luke advised her, getting to his feet and switching off the display.
It doesn't happen all at once. You get to ease into it. Come on, let's go see how they're coming with 3PO.